Got it. We're nearly in the
Awesome.
game. Hopefully, we're in the game very soon. I believe we are. Yes, we are in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Intuition Live. For a minute, at 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, it said, "You don't have permission to live stream." What do you mean I don't have fucking permission? Excuse me.
Pardon mon
Anyway,
français.
the divine F just came out already. But anyway,
I love it. Love it. It's our productive, fashionably
so
late.
hello everybody, welcome to Intuition Live. Yeah, we're fashionably 3 minutes late, a woman's prerogative to be late. And I'm very, very excited to welcome my special guest today, who's my new friend, my new soul
Absolutely.
sister. I have seen you online for probably a couple of years now, isn't it?
I think it has been Think Through Rise when Sonia had her show on BNT. We
That's definitely
connected.
how we connected. That's definitely
Yep,
how we connected.
absolutely.
But yeah, it's a new thing. We've only actually kind of started communicating in this Zoom face-to-face type
Yep.
virtual world this week.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like it though, Sasha. It feels like we've been chatting every day for weeks, months, years, which I think is really nice. It's very nice to have another female.
That's what Soul Sisters are all about, isn't it? I can't say
Yeah, absolutely.
Soul Sisters.
A sherabong. I'm just making sure we are definitely on. We've definitely got people watching. That was so funny yesterday.
How did that
Aye, that
happen?
was
So should we chat?
10 people were watching us.
So
10?
yeah, we did a little test, didn't we? We did a little test and it was unlisted and it went live on a Rumble. And we thought, oh, maybe it's just me tuned in. And then I thought maybe it was just Mike, my husband, in the other room, just tuned in.
Yep.
And now, and then by about 3 minutes in, there was 10 people tuned in.
I'm
How did
slowly
they know?
climbing,
How
and
did they
we're
know?
like
How did they know?
sitting, not looking glam, doing a test, just chatting away like
We
you would.
weren't
And it was like,
prepared, love, were we? We weren't
uh-oh.
prepared for
No.
it. A
Totally.
woman likes to be prepared.
Yes, exactly. But I'm honored. I'm honestly honored for you asking me on the show. It's brilliant that you're doing this wee podcast. Like we were chatting about yesterday or the day before, it's not easy for everybody to jump into a spiritual life without spending hundreds, thousands of pounds, all these courses, come and do sound baths, come and do this. So I think women and men are feeling a bit lost of how do I claim this spiritual life that's better than myself. But it all starts at home and it all starts within. And hopefully me and you have got a little pointers to help people embrace the balance. We don't want to be completely divine feminine. We don't want to be completely divine masculine. There's got to be a balance, as with all things. So I think it's perfect timing, Sasha. International Women's Day. Here we go.
Here we are. It's International Women's Day and we are celebrating today. So who have we got here? So we've got the White Witch. Grand afternoon to you, White
Hey.
Witch. We've got Craig Campbell, of
Oh,
course. Hi,
of
Craig.
course,
Tell
my
me
brother
about
from
White.
another mother.
Before we
Oh.
rush into things, because this is what us women are really good at doing, isn't it? We're good at rushing around.
Straight.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be a little bit fast for the boys.
Yes. I think Craig is the divine specimen of a divine masculine, I've got to say. Works hard, brilliant dad, very in touch with his emotions, no disrespect against towards women, no derogatory remarks, appreciates women's beauty, appreciates their faults. And he's a rare breed, Craig, so I've just got to say, like, you're an absolute gem in my life, and I'm so glad once again, Sonia, for connecting all us kindred spirits
I
together.
am Sonia. I truly am. The divine masculine is in the chat room. The divine feminine and divine
Brilliant.
masculine is in all of us. And we're going to go on to talk about that.
Yeah.
And it is it everything you just said about it starting at home and that's what it, it doesn't have to be something that you've got to go on a big course to learn or anything like that. Spirituality is in us all. The divine is in itself. And it's not we're going, oh, I'm so divine. Or we're some kind of diva. Or the
Far
men have
from
got to
it.
be some kind of godlike or anything like that. It's not about
No.
that. And so
No.
we did connect through Rise.
Yep.
And I really want to talk about that because
Brilliant.
how we actually connect and how we synchronize ourselves is why we're here at the moment. Why we're here welcoming everybody in. If you're watching out there, please,
Could you
please
please?
share us, share the love. And Rise, I came across Sonia at a really difficult time. And I think it was a difficult time for us all. It's lockdown. And it's been really interesting how different people have connected over this period and how we meet sisters and brothers, how we lose
Absolutely.
brothers,
Course.
and how everything's been going on. I absolutely love Sonia. She's one of the few journalists out there
Absolutely.
at the moment that is kicking
Yep.
ass for
Absolutely.
all. In the most divine feminine way. So, I just do want to celebrate and thank, first of all, Sonia for bringing us together. Because if it hadn't,
Yep.
it might never have happened if I hadn't connected with Rise, and we meet in these kind of chat rooms that people are getting into now, and it's a beautiful thing because you connect, and then you see each other on Twitter, and anybody that knows me knows that I have been doing radio music for the last 25 years. And that's been my whole work life. Just thinking about it, I need a drink.
Thinking the way that you had that, I was like, God, I bet she wishes that was wine. Brilliant. I love it. Love it. That was such
Honestly,
a serious
I
drink
swear to
there.
God, cheers to the music industry. I'm on the hard stuff today. Aguas and gas.
I'm on the bottled water like we used to in the clubbing days, so I'm just gonna drink it that side for you.
So water is the elixir of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is my favorite drink.
Just, I'm usually a lemon water gal. I started that, I'd done the Cambo, I'd done the poisonous tree frog, and all we could drink was lemon water or coconut water. And I don't know if you've tried coconut water, but oh no, I just
No,
can't.
no,
It's
not
like
for me.
somebody's put a cardboard box in with water and then put it in a carton, and I'm just like, no, I know this is meant to be healthy, but no. So lemon water is my go-to. It's amazing. Yeah, water. People do not drink a lot
I
of
do
water.
like a lot of lemon water. So yeah, I'm completely out of my comfort zone now because, well, not completely out of my comfort zone. I've done many Zoom calls.
Yes.
I've done a million Zoom calls, and I've done a couple of podcasts. I did my live, my, I don't, I started the Intuition podcast. We're only on episode three.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You are only EP three.
I love this.
Not merely EP three, obviously, but
No, my life path
it's
is
number
three.
three.
Yeah, my life path three. My lucky number's three. I've got
Maybe.
three letters in my name, and I've got three letters in my full name, and I was born on the third. So, yeah, three is very significant. So, that's a huge synchronicity for me, Sasha.
We've been having a lot of synchronicities already, haven't we,
We
literally
have.
in the last
We
week?
have.
And three is the magic number, as Soul to
Exactly,
Soul said.
exactly.
Soul to Soul. Soul to
Absolutely.
Soul will always sing to you. I won't start singing to you. But yeah, it's out of my comfort zone, into just the full. I'm good at talking. Anybody that knows me knows that. I've been talking on the radio for since 2011.
Wow. Wow.
And I'd never done radio before at all before that. And so, and I'm just kind of really setting the scene as to what kind of this podcast is all about, where I'm at, where you're at,
Nice.
and how it's come to fruition. And because it is a really different thing for me, and I'm not going to pretend it isn't. because I've always had that safety net of music, and the music's always there. Anytime I'm like, oh God, I'm getting really emotional, or something happens, or whatever, the music was always there to, the music's always there to bang on, play a track, and get out of it. And
No, I understand.
not even
And
get out of it. But yeah, it's really interesting. So, sorry.
wonderful things. No, wonderful things happen when you step out your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Wonderful things do. It really does. I had to
The
force
magic
myself.
happens.
Absolutely. And today before I came on, I got that right. My hands are shaking, my heart's racing. But what, especially us people that are quite anxious people or we've been through trauma, our automatic go-to is, oh, it's anxiety, because we're used to the negative emotions as such. Whereas in the last 6 months, I've been like, no, it's excitement, Zoe. You know, it's like, but what could be nervous about jumping on with you, Sasha? We've sat, we've spoke till the wee hours, basically, the other day. That's what it was
We
like,
know we
an
could
hour.
talk all day long till the cows
Yeah,
come home.
so exactly. It was like, oh yeah, this is what we're meant to be doing, just a test. But it's great. It's, I think when you meet a kindred spirit and, you know, like a soul sister, like you say, we're all very alike. We all want the same thing. We want the best for our future. We want the best for everybody else's future. And to just keep a little bit of lightness in the darkness just now, because it's a really difficult time to, you know, this is probably the worst time for even all our ancestors, and there's a reason that we're here at this time of life and alive. You know, we're here to make a difference. Maybe we've helped somebody today have a little giggle, or you know, it just like with my podcast, if I can just give somebody a bit guidance with a card, and the rest of their days maybe a bit lighter, or it's made sense to them, and they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to come to sound baths and yoga retreats, and you know, it's just. It's altruistic, I feel. It's not for clicks, likes, money. It's just spreading a little bit of light. And I think you're amazing at doing that, Sasha. You're so vibrant and just outgoing, and I love it.
Oh, and so are you. And that's what it's all about. It is about that connection. We all need it. And we're all different beasts and different people, different tribes, different vibes for different tribes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, there is so much division out there. The division that I've seen across the music industry in my career, the division in families, the division across our planet,
Absolutely.
it's the biggest pain, I believe, of kind of Mother Earth and all of our divine consciousness is division, separation, isolation, all of these things that people aren't seeing each other. They're not getting together. People aren't getting in the room. And these kind of things have been a lifesaver for my life. You know, like my radio station has literally been my lifesaver in all kinds of ways. It's also been my absolute headache.
Yeah, of course. There's the balance. There's the balance. Absolutely.
A complete labor of love, rinse me dry loads of times over. But it's been the love.
And that's, you have to pull in divine feminine and masculine when you're doing things like running a channel. Divine masculine is your powering on, creating, building, you know, going to that goal. I'm not saying that women don't have goals, but women are the more the emotional side, the feeling side. And for myself, leading this shamanic way of healing life, it's so hard to jump into my little desk area, plug everything in wires, lights, you know, and it's finding that balance of maybe dedicating a couple hours to my channel rather than not dreading it, but going, oh God, I've got to go in and plug myself into the internet. But then I've got to remember, if it wasn't for the internet and devices, we wouldn't be sitting here, Sasha. We wouldn't be able to get our voices out and help a few
Yin and
people.
yang, isn't it?
So yeah, and it's hard to balance.
When I started up this radio station in 2011, I wasn't even on Facebook myself. I had a DJ agency for 4 years, and we were on their Facebook for the DJs. It was all about promotion. And when I set this up, it was a really lonely time in my life.
About
And it was my DJ agency. I'd had it for 4 years, and I was just rinsed dry on that. And it sounds negative. I'm not being negative about it. There's, like we just said, there's always the yin and the yang. But it was at that point, I was really isolated for all kinds of different reasons. And it was at that point that I started the Ideal Club World. And we set up our visual streaming, and we had our chat room, and I had like 60 DJs when I started the radio station.
Wow.
And all of them said they were going to go for it, go live, because this was a whole new thing. All the whole live streaming,
Push.
it was just Skype then. And all of them were up for it. All of them, yeah, radio station, this is a great idea. This is a great idea. And then I started it up, and basically, three of them stood up, got on with it, and went for it. And
Wow.
had an amazing, that those three DJs, which I'm not going to mention, but they were amazing. And just with those three, even though everybody else had said it, they were up for it, just with those three, we did it.
Brilliant.
And from that point, from 2011 to 2015, I was running the Ideal Club World. I was completely immersed in the Ideal Club World. And it was 2012 when my divine masculine man come and knocked on the door. And because I was doing it all as a career, as a job, it wasn't, I wasn't just trying to just do a little bit here and there. This was a radio station. We're going to take on Radio One. Let's go.
Brilliant. Love it.
That was me. I was like, Ideal Club World in my head. I've got all of the
Brilliant.
drawings, all of the ideas, all of the everything. I had DJs on Radio One. That was all going on. And 2012, from 2011 to 2012, for that first year, I did it all on my own. And so loads of DJs left, and then so I had to get loads more. And in the world I was working in, there's everyone's a DJ.
Yeah, I
Everyone's
suppose.
a DJ. So I had loads and loads of DJs interested. So I ended up with loads of DJs, and we was doing this whole brand new thing, and I was teaching them all to stream everything. We did it for a year. I was completely done in at this point. I was sitting in a room. I was sitting in a room like this, and anybody that knows me from then will know this. And I've got some amazing listeners and friends that have been listening to me chat
Brilliant.
on since 2011 on the
Brilliant.
radio. But by 2012, I'd already done 15 years in the industry. I'm 50 now, and by 2012, if my divine masculine hadn't, the angel Michael that had knocked on my door, DJ Michael, who was called DJ Wall to Wall at the time, if that love hadn't walked in my door, I wasn't looking for a man. I was, and anybody out there that's like, oh, fucking women, men are from what, Mars, women from Venus. I've been there. We've all been there in our head. As going, oh no, it's all gone wrong, or that relationship didn't work out. And as soon as love becomes involved in the whole thing, it men and women fighting, and this is what we don't want. Evolution is never going to move forward if we can't live in perfect, sweet harmony. We all want peace,
Absolutely.
So at this point, and I would like, all DJs are guys. All DJs are guys. And we need, no, so that's a sweeping generalization that everybody will shoot me for.
A majority.
we are still, and I'm going to say, on International Women's Day, we are still in a world that the music industry is run by men. The gatekeepers are men. It's male dominated off the chart. And I've got a whole series of podcasts that I could do on that.
A bit.
But all of my friends in the industry, I've got so many male friends in the industry. And again, you've got the everybody's different. It's not just men, it's not just women, it's just men and women and us all doing and all of that. Anyway, cutting a long story short, 2012, 6 months after he'd joined the radio, he came and knocked on my door. 6 months later, we fell in love. Synchronized souls is something I realized was true that night. And what I mean by that is, I wasn't looking for it. The last thing I wanted was a DJ.
Of course. Actually. Oh God, of course.
I've been managing, babysitting, diarising, going to court with, listening to DJs. DJs were my whole work career. And I've always, ever since I started as an agent, I've been like, no, don't want a DJ.
No, I can get that.
And
Absolutely.
again, I say, all DJs out there, you know I love you. Everybody knows that. But if that, the synchronized song, me and Michael have talked about it on many occasions as we felt our souls suddenly come together. It wasn't, yeah, he was a, there was attraction, obviously. But he was just another DJ that I hadn't met who was doing his DJ thing on a virtual screen. But that night he came, and it's all on video, we've got it on YouTube.
Love it.
But he came to celebrate, so it was the 1 year anniversary of the radio station.
Wow.
And I'd invited a good few of the DJs to my house. To my studio, which is like this in my house, to come and celebrate the first birthday of the Ideal Club World. And at this point, we
Nice.
were doing really well. The traffic was really good for, you know, we can, don't get me wrong, we weren't getting millions, but we were getting thousands.
Brilliant.
And we were, you know, I was really happy. So I'd invited all of these DJs. Mike's the only one that turned up.
No way. I like that though. Hey, that's cute. The universe made that happen.
I know,
I like
it's so
that.
funny. So he's the only one that turned up, and
That's
then
cute.
I know, and then
Love
he actually had a girlfriend at the time,
it.
and nothing happened that day. He was, but as the day got later and more drinks got drunk, he literally just suddenly scurried out the door, and he scurried off. And I think he was basically like, I'm going to get myself into trouble here. I've got to go.
Yeah, true, true.
And then 6 months later, he returned to my studio to celebrate his first birthday of him being on the radio.
Amazing.
And that was the night our souls literally synchronized. And
Wow.
we've been together ever since.
Love
And
that.
I what you know as
It's beautiful.
On International Women's Day, I would like to celebrate the guy who's making me cry now.
Oh, Dawn, you're gonna make me cry. Oh, Dawn, I love you. You're the cutest wee couple ever, honestly. If you haven't already, these two are together, they're just amazing. You are so made for each other, honestly.
He was single by the time he came back. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I bet he
But
was. Of course he was.
it is the love that makes me
Oh,
cry, and it's the love that makes me cry. But you know,
beautiful.
we've been on such a journey, and this is where I can kind of bring it
I'm
back
done.
and move
I
around.
love that.
And this is where I can kind of bring it back and unpack it to compose myself, to unpack it to the fact of that was that. And then we went off on our music journey and everything on the radio together. In 2014, well, in 2013, he asked me to marry him. So that was November 2012.
Love that.
And then 2013, he asked me to
it, fight it, fight it. No, don't fail
Interesting
it. Go, girl. Let go,
thing that us
girl.
women have to we feel like we need to do. But 2013, November 2013, on our anniversary, always got a tissue.
Oh, see, wonderful husband, love it.
Tissues
Too cute.
for your issues.
Oh, love it. Honestly, you made me cry, but I cry at everything
God.
anyway.
Oh, and I wasn't planning on saying any of this, but anyway. But so yeah, November 2013, walking down Oxford Street after coming out of We Will Rock You. We went to see We Will Rock
Wow.
You, coming
Yeah.
out of Oxford Street. And this is so this is it for to bring it back. From 2011 till 2011 till 2014, he's on the radio, I'm on the radio, lots of other DJs on the radio. And we built up a really amazing community around the world. All kinds
Nice.
of, and I, all, not all lonely people, and I don't mean it in a horrible way in whatsoever. I was a lonely person. But loads of people that I knew that were on their own, and that connection was really strong. There was people that were in that chat room every day. We were live every day.
Wow,
They were in that chat room
nice.
every day. I know there will be people that have watched this that were there every day,
Brilliant.
and
Love that.
or they were there once a week for every 80 show, all those kind of things. And
Nice.
for me and Michael, it was such an amazing kind of, it was the ideal family. It was the
Love
hashtag
that.
ideal family.
Yeah, of course.
And then in August 2014, we flew off to Vegas,
Wow.
got our wedding license, and then flew off to the Roots Society at Burning Man and got
Wow.
married there.
Beautiful.
And I'd been to the Burning Man.
Wow.
I've been to Burning Man in 2010. And
Wow.
that was my first trip to Burning Man, and it was my DJs that took me there, and I stayed on the Roots Society.
Nice.
And this is where my spiritual healing journey began. And it's where my intuition podcast began. So
Wow.
EP1 was with Jeff Taylor and Skywalker from the Roots Society at Burning Man.
Oh, okay. Brilliant. Wow.
And we got married in the dome there. And I cried all day long.
Grab it. No. Take it. That's cute.
My spiritual journey, and anybody that wants to listen to this, listen to what happened to me in the desert in 2010 when I first went there. Go and listen to EP1, because that is where my
Nice.
I when I walked into the desert, I was one stressed lady. I was a stressed, emotionally broken. Just, I was holding it all together. Nobody knew. Nobody knew that as such. But I just put my mum in rehab. There loads of things had gone on in my life. And when I got to the desert with my three DJs, it was like walking into my first rave on ecstasy. And I wasn't on ecstasy at the
Wow,
time. And all I can
wow.
say that is what, you know, that anybody that's been in there knows that feeling of suddenly complete and utter release, and everything's beautiful and everything's brighter and everybody's lovely, and it's a everything's flashing and the lights are going and it's really welcoming and it's just magical.
Wow.
As you walk into the desert, it's the most magic place I've ever been in my life. It's the most deeply spiritual place. I know there's loads of manipulation and all of those things about it. And it was really, really interesting this year seeing this whole everybody's stuck in the mud and they're going to die
That's right.
thing that went on. Being a burner, having lived my principles of the burner spirit since leaving the desert in 2010. Because once a burner, you're always a burner. It's not just when you're in the desert.
Get called back.
And I became a burner in that desert for the true principles of the community at Burning Man. But at Burning Man, of course, there's loads of manipulation in the default world.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, there's all kinds of characters and things going on at Burning Man. And that's the way it is. But the difference with Burning Man is you're cut off.
Yeah, I
And
suppose.
you have the ability to express your authentic, true, divine self. It doesn't happen
Amazing.
immediately. It doesn't happen for everybody. But if you go on that journey through it in an authentic way, it will change you. I can't, and like when I took Michael there 4 years later and we got married there, I've only been twice and I'm desperate to go this
Okay.
year. And I talk about it because this is where I found my divine spirituality.
Do you think it reset you, Sasha? Do you think just being somewhere that's so,
Totally.
as you say, cut off, because it's reminiscent of my, I know I was only away 36 hours, but the whole Cambo experience was being nowhere with somewhere in nature, no devices, no internet, nothing. And then I felt so stripped back. And I think that's where we all need to be at some point in life, is stripped right back, and then we truly
Exactly.
find ourselves.
Yeah,
Do you
exactly.
feel that that was what it was in the desert? Yeah.
So it
Wow.
was that is a that was a big part of it. That was a big
Makes
part of it.
sense.
There's so many parts of it. It's a really healing desert if you let it. If you resist it, as soon as you go into there is no ego in the desert. If you've got ego in the desert, it's shining like the sun and it's not going. There's no branding in the desert. There's no money in the desert. Everybody thinks it is about bartering. No, it isn't. It's all about gifting.
Exactly.
All about gifting. Like you take what you need when you go to the desert. It's about survival. It's about strip all of that bullshit away.
Absolutely.
And people in and it manifests itself in beautiful ways. The DJ that was just really stressed and stuck on his Instagram for the last month suddenly goes in there, knows that everybody's not taking pictures and he's not on Instagram and is in his actual
Brilliant.
glory and come out and all the boys have got Tutu Tuesday on and it's like tutus all
Brilliant.
round and it's
Amazing.
magic, it's fun, it's beautiful. And it really did change my life. It really did. And
Wow.
that kind of synchronicity of there's lots of people that I watch now that were in the desert in 2010, but also part of that burner community. And it's such a spiritual place. And that's why I took
Amazing.
Mike back there to, because I was like, forget about this world and the wedding scenario, families, da, 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 da. In the desert, the biggest thing is all about the love.
True.
And that's
True.
the divine in us for me, like.
And like you said, everyone's authentic in the desert, and they do say that the highest frequency is authenticity, and it's not love. Everybody thinks it's love, but it's actually authenticity when you're being true to yourself. So I can just imagine that desert being full of the highest vibrations of all these people just being allowed to who they want to be. Like the chap you said, the poser on Instagram or what have you, and then realizing that there's not going to be anybody there filming them doing his wee butt wiggles or whatever, just be free. And we don't do that enough either. Like I regularly plug music in and I dance like nobody's watching. I'll have anything from like 90s rap to dance music and I just dance away and afterwards I'm exhausted, but my vibrations are high because I've loosened myself up. I wouldn't do that if there was like people in the house or, you know, we're too conscious of what other people think. And that I think holds us back from being authentic.
Dance like
But
no
it's like
one's
a
watching.
goldfish bowl. Isn't a life just a goldfish bowl? So there's no escape. It's hard. It is hard.
It's become so much like that, and there's so much anxiety around that. It's like everybody always feeling like they're being judged. I understand it, you know, like I've seen so many people struggle with being able to promote themselves online in different ways. You know, it's not easy.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And online as well, we've got this, you know, like the toxic masculinity and toxic femininity sort of thing, you know, women being too passive if you're too feminine. And it's like, you know, sometimes that's a good thing to be quite passive in this kind of world and not be constantly on our masculine. I've had to be mum and dad. I've had to, you know, bring my son up in an area that I've had to be that angry sort of dad figure as such and keep the reins in, but also be nurturing mum. And for some people, they can't do both. And I think staying true to yourself, just for women, for now, for women, for me, would be self-love isn't having a bubble bath and painting your nails. Self-love is putting a boundary out so that that person can't infringe on your happiness or your privacy or overstep. And if somebody's not listening or adhering to your boundaries, they're not your friend. You know, they're not really wanting the best for you. You know, you'll have people that'll push their boundaries, you know, we all do. But I'm just seeing a lot of truth in what people want from you as well. And you probably had this, Asha, people loving your light, but you get all the moths. You know, there's a lot of people that,
The
oh,
vampires.
yeah. And a lot of people don't mean it. I've had visitors saying, oh, I felt rubbish until I came to see you. And it's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. You're away floating. And I'm like, absolutely done in. It's protecting our energy. I think we all need to protect our energy a lot more, especially from things on social media.
Yeah, and it's such a fine line, isn't it? Because freedom of expression is like there's a massive, it's a very fine line between a massive difference, but a very fine line between hate speech and free speech. And also, and also expression of the feminine, and can I say, making yourself look like a plastic doll that is on, you know, and because this is where I believe that the divine feminine has been really manipulated.
I know, I like that. I like how you done that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And from being an ex-pastry girl, I kind of got a bit of a degree in it. Because this divine feminine is not for me flaunting yourself to make it look like you want it up the arse.
I love you, Sasha.
I'm
Literally says
trying
it like
to be
it is.
diplomatic
No,
on
like, no.
here. You
I
know, I
totally
mean, you know,
get
if we were sitting in the pub, I'd probably put it, I wouldn't have hesitated and I would have, but you know, and this is why, and this is where this hesitation comes in, because how do you be authentic in a world that people are like, you can't say that, you can't say that, you can't say that.
No, I know. And then you're also under pressure of, you know, say you're in a girl group, you've got four or five girl pals, and they're all getting it done. And then it's like, why are you not getting it done? And you might feel absolutely fine in yourself, but there's that peer pressure. And now I feel it's a status symbol. What, can you not afford to get your lips done? Can you not get it? It's like, no, it's nothing to do with that. I just
And
want to
it
grow gracefully. Thank you very much. You
exactly
know?
Grace. So Grace, I've been studying the gene keys for the last 2 years, and Grace is the gene key of
Oh,
the week.
yes.
So
Oh, okay.
Grace is the city superpower of this stage that we're in at the moment. And
Wow.
I did a course called 7 Days of Grace, which is a free course on the Gene Keys.
Nice.
It's just 7 Days of Grace. And that's where we've all fallen into, I call it a honey trap type thing. I've got a lot to talk about, the whole sugar daddy mentality and how degradation of and repression of the divine feminine has been kind of manipulated for 400 years, as we know, but in the last, since the 80s, since the tits and ass time.
Yeah, true, true. But
And
we see that for what it is. We're powerful, amazing creatures, and whatever is demonized, we know, Sasha, is what we're meant to be doing. You
so
know?
I'm it's so difficult because I'm so as soon as I start talking out about things like this, I'm the expatriate girl, how dare you got your tits out for a living, la 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 la, you're a gold digger, you just want, are you on OnlyFans yet? Well,
Wow, eh?
I'm
But that
like,
reflects on them, not
yeah,
you. Yep,
you know,
yep.
I was 24 when
Wow.
I was 24 when I did page three modeling. I'm now 50.
Hey.
I never did, fortunately. I was never forced into anything I didn't want to do. And I never did porn. So and everybody
Good.
that knows me knows this. I always said I don't spread my legs for money. And it was as simple as that. I did genuinely, when I went started out in it, which is a whole other story, believe that I could. I was working in the city in reinsurance at Lloyd's of London.
Well.
I did genuinely believe that you could just be the pastry girl with her boobs out, and that was enough. And then I could become a MTV presenter, and and that was enough. My 3 years full time in page three modeling gave me the worst outlook on men
Of course. Of course.
because I suddenly realized, whereas I'd got no walking all kind of, here's my portfolio. And actually, what they wanted, many of them, was, do you want me like this or like this over the table? They were, and it was really bad. Now, after 3 years, and it's in my blog, after 3 years, I didn't even know what grooming was then.
Course.
But it's always coming from the older male generation, and they don't like, that's why, and I it's so difficult to talk about it in the fact of, because all them girls on OnlyFans and what they're doing, I don't want you to think that I have any judgment on you, because I don't. Like the way the feminine has been kind of wanted by men, and so that's where the money is. You know, how many guys are on OnlyFans?
Yeah, true. Hey, true.
You
True.
know, it's where exploitation of the feminine, because the guys above can make a lot of money, get their kicks, get what they want. That's I mold them, and that's what I learned in page three modeling. I learned that there's always a few nice people that I've met along the way photographers, agents,
Aye, a bit.
you know, these kinds of things. But what I understood was, oh no, you don't just want that. You want me to do more. You want me to do more. You want me to do more. You're going to offer me more money. You're going to offer me more money. You want me to do that. You want me to do that. You're going to give me that. You're going to give me those drugs. You want to do and this, and that's how. And I was like, there's no way I could make actually. I was asked to be a string fellows, lap dancer, blah blah. You know, all of this. And I was like, I can't do any of this because I've always been authentic, fairly authentic. You know, of course, you drop things as you go, but I've always been kind of honest. It's been my safety net. It's like, no, I can't do it. I can't stand on that table and do that. I can't. And I know I could have made myself so much more money. I know I would have bought my house by now. I would have got this. I would have got that. And I would have only had to just dance on the table. I didn't have to go any further. It was just, I couldn't do it. It just wasn't me. And it was, and I always had these kind of like angels going, don't do anything you don't want to do because you're going to feel really bad afterwards if you do.
And your intuition would have kept you right.
And my
Your tummy would
intuition.
have been like, no, you don't have to do this, Sasha. And you knew you didn't have to. And unfortunately, the other women who have given in have been more vulnerable, not had their divine feminine, so they've not had their intuition switched on. You know, for you
Most of
that
the
escaped, there'll be
time,
10 that didn't.
and I would say, in my most of the time, it is this. Women have done an awful lot of things to feed their kids. If
Yeah, of course.
the divine masculine isn't there, and isn't in the right way, and divine masculine isn't just about providing money,
No, of
but
course.
you know, and if the divine masculine in the family isn't looking after everybody in the right way, or his sexuality is not good, and when pretty blonde daughters come along, all kinds of things, and pretty brunette daughters and pretty ginger daughters, and you know, I'm just talking,
No,
we're
of
both
course.
blondes, mine's
No,
a bit
of
darker now,
course.
I'm starting to go white, but anyway,
Well, I'm actually ginger, my dear, but I do
are
like a little
you?
bit of bleach.
You've got a nice
Now,
red,
now
but
the platinum,
blondes
platinum.
have you're blonde today, and that's
Yes, exactly. But you're right. It's
but
pre
what I
aye.
mean by that is what I've seen is it is the guys that are buying this stuff are, you know, watching it. If there wasn't that culture, if they weren't watching it, they wouldn't be able to sell it. The amount of porn on the market is
That's free.
the porn, sex is the biggest business, it always has been,
As it is.
and it's about what you want. You know, every porn star that you're watching is somebody's daughter.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
And I had
so
a
when you
good
go, would
conversation,
you,
sorry.
yeah, sorry, go on.
No. It's actually I'm kind of gonna stick up, right? I always put my feet in the two shoes, okay? So even though personally I wouldn't use OnlyFans, I don't look down on anybody that does. I had a good friend that was like, but it's keeping them safe, it's keeping sex workers safe, they can sell their content. I was like, good point. You know, that they're their own boss, there's no pimps, good point. But for the my argument as such was, what about all these amazing females and the small majority of men that do have it, have got amazing intellect skills, but it's a lot easier just to jump on, do a couple of pictures, and that's you getting all your money in that you would earn in a lawyer's firm or whatever. I mean, some of these women make thousands and thousands and thousands, but it is a
Oh, there's
full-time job.
lots
You
of
have to make
women.
the content. Yeah. But I kind of got that women are being safer because they're their own boss, they're in their house, they're making content. If they're making content safely, of course. But then you've also got, like I said, the younger ones that are seeing it as a something they want to do. I want to be an OnlyFans girl. It's like women done prostitution to feed their children, like you say, in desperate times. It was survival. This isn't survival. This is like the thing to do. And these Well, am I going to have kids in the future, or may even have children now, and I feel sorry for the child, or your mum's on OnlyFans, or I've joked about it with my son because I've got a show called Only Cans on my synchronized soul podcast, and you say it fast enough, people are like, what? So we just have a little bit of banter about that, but I would never do that to my son. I maybe I'm a wee bit older now, and I'm just thinking of it as a mum that my son would be like, mum, my pal's joined up for your OnlyFans or something. Can you imagine that?
Well, this
Like,
is the thing that
that's
everybody's
life
doing
destroying.
in the online world now, and it's that's why I kind of feel like they're trying to normalize that they have normalized that
Suppose.
it's okay and it isn't. And this is where the divine feminine is rising in our consciousness, because it is the change of consciousness of the guys are going, no, that's not what we want for our wives and daughters,
Absolutely.
and they rise us up. Because I, as much as I was a independent career woman minded, left home when I was 16, da 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 da, and I was like, oh no, I'm just going to go to a sperm bank. I don't need a man. All of
Brilliant.
that, all of that. The beauty of when you've got a really good man that is working with you. It's not that we don't have arguments. We're normal,
Of course, it's normal.
but we work together, and it's kind of one of those things that you he wouldn't want daughters to be on OnlyFans,
No,
and I totally
no.
respect him for that. And it's not it, and you've got that's where the guys and the fathers should be able to be putting those boundaries in with their kids and their kids, not thinking, oh, you're on it all the time.
True,
I mean,
no,
in
true,
our
lead by
day,
example. No,
in our day, it used to be like,
of
porn
course.
mags under the bed, and dad's got the porn mags under the bed and all this kind of thing. Well, I'm not, obviously, sex is a beautiful thing. Two loving souls coming together is a beautiful divine union and connection that is being degraded by
Been
sex
diluted.
manipulation.
Tinder, your swipes, your hookups, meeting up. It's just like, wow. Like, the whole thing scares me, Sasha. Like, I
It's the
couldn't
whole
do
Nicki
that.
Minaj, like it's the whole Nicki Minaj kind of Kardashian, blow my bum up, blow this, make myself in this manipulation of what everybody said that is selling at the moment. And
No, you're
that's
right.
not. And it's like, I did, when I was pastry modeling, I did pictures that I just did them for the money, of course. They were, topless. They weren't like, oh, this is an amazing shoot I'm doing today.
Authenticity
I did
again.
some really awful
Absolutely.
things. You only got 150 quid for the night. You got more money for the shit things and less money for the nice
Wow.
things half
Of
the time.
course. Of course.
It's then when I go, like, well, we have moved on. This was the 90s, and that whole 80s to 90s thing, and we have moved on. And a beautiful naked woman is a beautiful naked woman, but a woman going like, you want it, it's
That's
not.
totally,
It's not divine. It's
totally.
not divine. It's
No.
just might titillize or tantalize somebody so that they'll click and pay for it.
Absolutely. It's a whole
So guys,
different.
stop clicking.
Yeah, exactly. And the same, you did say it for dads and to teach their daughters not to be. It's also mums as well, teach your daughters that they're beautiful, that they deserve better, that they deserve the world, and that they shouldn't really be stripping off for for money or for anything, you know? It's something that you've got for yourself. And
Yeah,
there's nothing
save
more
it.
sexy than teasing, you know? Like, is it Kerry Katona, or there's another lady who is on OnlyFans, but give her due. She doesn't strip off. It's just all poses, it's all teasing. And that's more like an imagination thing. Which I kind of get, but yeah, but I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
But there is a bit, and I get it is the line. It is the line. It is the line between celebrating. I've got plenty of fans of that. I've got my pictures. I've thought about putting them on OnlyFans. I'm like, no, shall I do it?
Brilliant.
Shall I not? Shall I?
Hey, I know, I know.
But they're all pictures that I love. I'm not going to put anything on there that I haven't. Anyways, and I haven't personally, is because none of my pictures are online at the moment because I was a bit before.
Right, good.
So
Okay.
just because my tits aren't searchable at
Yeah, true, exactly. One day you will unleash a big binder full of them. Like, hey, Sasha.
moment.
Brilliant.
God knows what happened. But
Too funny. Too funny.
where was I with that? God. So yeah, there's mu obviously how you make your money. It is how, you know, is we all need to be able to make money,
Push.
and when there's the most money in that, rather than people, you know, really celebrating divine talent and divine love and divine thing, you know, that kind of thing, rather than going, I just want that, then, you know, it'll create that balance. And like you said, OnlyFans could be actually not only whores, just OnlyFans. And that
I mean,
it
I'm
shouldn't,
sure
it's
to
not supposed to be. I mean, I'd be, I honestly, I, obviously, I've never been on it. I did go and look at it at the front.
I've never.
But what I mean, what it's just another name for what was being paid for
Well,
down
it's
the
like adult
street.
works and yeah, exactly. There's lots of other websites that are specific. I
So,
think I'm sure it started as gardening pages or something, OnlyFans. I'm sure it was things like cooking and recipes people were sharing on it. And then for some mad reason, it got taken over by nudity. But yeah, it was something to
I
do
don't
really
know.
basic.
I don't know. It might have been. It probably was something like that. And then somebody big in the play market, sex
Yeah,
market, in that
exactly.
media market, maybe they've gone, oh yeah, this is a good idea because there's loads of those people. But I think I don't know how manipulated these babe stations, all of these kinds of different channels. Obviously, this one's just the more open one. That is where degradation of the feminine lives on all of this side of things. And if we can really change that kind of the conception of no, we don't want that, then
We need
everything changes.
to hold each other's crowns up, I've decided. We need to stop putting each
And
other down.
somebody,
We need to support each other, fix each other's
yeah.
crowns. Go, girl. There's too much putting people down, judging. Some of us aren't happy in our lives. Keep it to yourself. Don't project on others. Nobody knows what people are going through in their lives.
It's
It's
about
just,
celebrating
it's
our differences.
hard.
Yeah, and I believe it's about celebrating our differences.
Like that. I like that.
Because,
Definitely.
of course, I have to bring in my masculine if I walk into the music industry and walk into the boardroom. And I've had to do it so many times that actually, in the last 3 years, where I've kind of been letting go of the bigger thing that we was doing with the DJ world. No, I was on the board of Brighton Music Conference, all of these kind of things.
Wow.
And I was the longest standing woman, and there was only a couple of women that had come and gone. And when you're like, when there's eight guys in the boardroom of a music industry, because, you know, it's not like corporate,
No, I bet, I bet.
It is corporate and like Sony and that kind of thing. It's still the music, it's still the DJ industry. So it's like you've got to like have everything firing, otherwise you're going to be taken down. It's cutthroat, it's like
Absolutely.
you name it. And like any female DJ that's got anywhere will tell you, you can't be no shy retiring wallflower or anything like that. But it's if we can actually celebrate each other's differences on the fact of I don't know where I was going with that. I've forgotten now. Where was
That's
I going with that?
it.
When you've got a load of guys in that room, I wouldn't feel intimidated. I wouldn't feel intimidated unless they were intimidating. But you're out of balance. It is really out of balance. And that was where I was going with it. I knew it'd come back to me. I'd become so masculine in many ways of going like I kind of yes I still look feminine but I kind of really lost a lot of my softness
I get that.
and my gracefulness you know natural feminine and it's only in that this last kind of 3 years where I kind of let go of that. And I've not been kind of socializing in those same bubbles. But I've been able to kind of let my feminine, which is my spirituality, which has brought that, all that spirituality, that spiritual side, and letting that happen. And it was got. I had things that happened to me. It was like a slap around the face. I was like, you're going to remember. Because when I left the desert in the first time, I wasn't going, oh, I've just had this spiritual journey and it's all started. I only realized that in 2020.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's always like you reflect on it so much further down your journey that you're like, wow, I heard that because of that or seen that because of that, which is it's mad. But I think everybody should just try and do a little thing for themselves. If they do notice that they're quite a, I don't know, like a hands-on person, always logical, not thinking from the heart or their feelings, just before you react, just take that wee minute. Just, how do I feel about this? Not your logic. How do you feel about this? Is your tummy saying, no, don't do it? But you're like, well, I should be doing it. Always go with your tummy. We're the only species that second guesses our intuition. All animals never second guess, fear, noise, whatever, they're off, they do whatever. We're the only ones that, oh, wait a minute, my stomach just went, don't do it, but I'm going to do it. And then something will happen, and it's like, oh, I should have
Gut
listened to that
instinct.
voice.
That's what intuition is, isn't it? Gut instinct.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yeah,
We
any
just need to
animal.
claim that more. Claim that more, I think.
The difficult bit that people have is when you don't know whether it is your gut instinct or it's your trauma talking.
Yeah,
And
that's true. I get that.
that's where my spirituality has gone. The more I've gone through more trauma, but the more trauma that's been released, the more I've been in touch with the synchronicity. And that's where the slaps around the face going, you can't ignore it. You know, you're in synchronicity and you want to be in synchronicity. That's all good, you know. And that's where the spirituality comes in of going, that's when you know that the universe is giving you that tick and going, you're on the right path. You're
That's what I feel
basically
is a
in tune.
confirmation. Yeah, a confirmation that we're on the right thing would be synchronized numbers. If you're seeing like 11, 11, 12, 12, or the white feather comes down, or like just now when you were talking about meeting your husband and DJ, and I'm like, God, my son's dad's called Mike and he was a DJ. Like, seriously, my son was, and I'm like, we didn't even, there's another synchronicity.
Oh
It's
my
just
God.
wee things like that.
Oh my
But that
God.
shows that. Oh my God, like whatever. No, it just shows me that we're where we're meant to be, we're meant to have this chat,
And it's and
and
that's a
it's lovely.
reassurance. And that's what I'd say to anybody on I was to ask Mike earlier, I was like, so, what does how's the divine feminine changed it for you, like you living, us getting married and all of that. And it has given him that allowance for him to have the go into the spirituality of within him as
Nice,
well.
nice,
And
nice.
many men
Great then.
have, it's, oh no, it's woo well, or what are you women on about? That kind of, oh, you're a witch now, or oh, burn her, she's a witch.
Yep, absolutely. Or the other way, and they go ego spiritual. I'm going to manifest this. I'm going to,
Yeah,
and it's like,
spiritual
drop the
narcissist.
ego,
Yeah,
make it
spiritual
there.
narcissist. Spiritual
Yes.
narcissist. We see you, we
Yes. Ah, absolutely. Can literally smell them. It's just like, oh God, here we go, another one. Yeah, I do.
but that's it. But I think this is, this is where that feminine energy rising allows the guy, because this is our intuition. And then I was saying about differences in the feminine. So it's as old as time. We know that the Earth Mother was making the potions, making the herbal medicines, all of this side of things. We know how the burn her, she's a witch, any the whole magical side of that was repressed so much. And when you bring that back through, because it is the magic, and this is where Magic Mike likes loves the magic, when
Right,
it,
brilliant.
and that's because if you don't believe in magic, it's never gonna work for you.
Exactly.
And that,
Absolutely.
and by magic, I mean that universal synchronicity of consciousness working together in unity
Absolutely.
and in harmony. And that's when the magic happens. Because where if me and him are not working in synchronicity in the house, or working against each other, everything's
No.
fucked. Yeah,
Yeah. You
it's
got to
broken.
lift each other.
And
Lift
because,
each other, grow.
yeah, exactly. And that's where the magic happens. That's where the guys can go, you can get so much from going. I think it was Teal Swan that said it the other day. And she was, so if you're driving along in a car and the woman goes, careful of that up there, and the guy goes, oh, what are you talking about, stupid woman? Bang. Is the kind of where sometimes a woman's intuition is that deeper, that stronger, she can feel more. Now, that's not to say that guys haven't got this, they have all got it. They're all divine as well. But it's been so shut down in the guys that there's been so out of touch with it. Whereas as they start to rise in their own mind, body, spirit, and soul, then their intuition is stronger. One of the things that I've always realized with the guys that I've worked with as DJs on the music side is because of that connection of being a DJ in the music, when they're so immersed in it, everybody says about house music being a spiritual thing, but it does release a bit of this. It opens it up and makes them
Course.
more in touch with their mind, body, and soul, being more connected with the music, because they're connecting all the people, connecting all the music, connecting the channel, the energy, it's all going on. And by that happening, that really does open up their heart. Now,
Absolutely.
there can be a real problem that they get way too much love then, and it suddenly goes meow off to all, and all of that love suddenly goes straight to their head, and then they suddenly walk around and think that they're God's gift to women and can do no wrong. That's where it all goes wrong. But the initial one of where that connection of the heart, and they go, it's an, and they're much more open. And so many DJs that I know have been much more connected to their spirituality than the average builder, could I say?
Yeah, of course, of course.
That kind of thing. And that's where,
Absolutely.
and that's where I like really would want to be able to encourage guys to, as you celebrate your woman's wonderful, wifely, feminine, all of these things, then that's going to make you feel good. And that's going to make them feel good. And then they're going to be right. And then you're just going to always, you're going to keep on getting this feel good feeling. And if you can actually, you know, and that's where the magic happens.
Yep, absolutely. And I think once you start seeing little results and things happening, you're just like, wow. And it just comes tenfold. And it is, you know, what you put out, you get back tenfold, but it's so true. It really is. I started embracing more of my divine feminine in the last few months, purely because, as I say, I've had to be mum and dad, or, like yourself, no social outings. So I bought myself a wee pair of knee-high boots. I bought myself a wee dress, just wee things. And I just felt a wee bit more feminine about myself. Probably didn't go anywhere. Probably just walking about the house in my knee-high boots. But, you know, I just felt good that day. Or wee things like put matching underwear on. Like, some people wear it every day, some people don't. You just, you know, it's for you, it's not for anybody else. It's just reclaiming your sensuality without making it sexual to other people. It's for you. Just wee things that help me anyway.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, you know, I put my makeup on every day before I sit at my desk, even though nobody's going to see me, even if I don't go
No, I
on.
get that.
I actually do
I
it to
get that.
make myself, because I've been working from home for 18 years or whatever it is now.
Yeah, I get that.
And so I have to have some kind of routine. Otherwise, you know, there is the odd day that I'll be in my pajamas all day and go like, I'm so busy. I
Yeah,
can't even get out of
but
my pajamas and life's
it's like
going
a,
like mental,
what's the
but
word I'm looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? It's like your uniform for the day, yourself for the day. What I say, my war paint. I say, I'll wait, go and put my war paint on,
war paint.
and
I
then,
say
you know, I'm
exactly the
ready
same
for the
thing.
day.
Exactly the same thing. Got to have my
And
war
it's
paint
for
on before I
us.
deal with this
Yep,
shit.
I see, exactly. It's funny that, because we're all warriors in our own way. And yeah, I'm so grateful for this. I think a lot of people needed to learn and hear little tips on how to embrace a little bit more spirituality in their lives without being overwhelmed with the, remember I was saying the other day, the, what was it, the yoga retreats and the long skirts. Spirituality isn't all about, you know, sitting in a tent in the middle of the forest. We would all love to do that, but it's at home. It's little things. Turn your device off before you go to bed. Don't take your phone to your room. That's you cutting off social media. Listen to music in the morning instead of going on Facebook. Just little things like that. And then you start sort of separating yourself from things like friends. You lose friends when you go on spiritual paths because they don't gel the same as you. You're not vibing. You just slowly but surely have to move away. There's nothing wrong with that. You're
No.
preserving your energy as well.
Yes, some people
Definitely.
get really, yeah, you get really fearful, really, of it, because you know it's not something. It's not like a religion, or that we're like you're shoving down people. Everybody's got spirit. Everybody's got that spiritual within them. It's just, and that spiritual part of it is like the healing part that heal your heart and your spirit. When you put all that together, that's where we all need to be. It's not that, oh, I'm choosing spirituality or I'm not. It's like, if you're not looking after your spirit, then you're denying what that will do, because
Absolutely.
I feel like that. The more I've been allowed to express myself, like what I was saying about the desert, but the more I've been allowed to express myself, the better my spirit feels.
Good. Good.
When I'm being silenced is when it's at its worst.
Yeah, of course. You're told to be quiet, or you're so loud, or pipe down. I've had partners like that. Oh, just be quiet, or you're in the middle of speaking and they just completely cut you off and start to, and I'm like, wow, you're not even listening to me. Like, but we're very passive. That's what I think, by being too much of your divine feminine, putting up with behaviors like that, letting people walk all over you. So you kind of have to rein in a little bit and pull on your masculine.
We have our divine boundaries. We've all got our divine boundaries and understanding them. And just a few of those spiritual exercises a
Yeah,
day, even if you
absolutely.
do one, whether it's a breathing exercise or a little meditation, or just listening, a little meditation, or you know, it really can make, and if it makes you feel good, then of course
Then
you're
why
going to do it
not?
again. It's like you're just
Hey.
going to keep on doing that, and then you go, oh, this
Yep.
feels nice as well. And what spiritual practices do you? I knew you told me about Reiki. I didn't realize you were a
Yeah.
Reiki
Oh,
master. So
love
you've been doing it
Reiki.
for 4 years.
Yes. I've been doing it for 4 years. I'm just one level away from being a master. That will happen probably in the next couple of years once I see my master again. She's down in St. Helens actually, and I had the joy of meeting her in real life up here a couple of years ago, which was beautiful. But yeah, I was helping all the wrong people in all the wrong ways.
Right.
And they didn't want help, but they said they wanted help, and it was just tripping over into my life and people moving in with me, and it was just like, what are you doing, Zoe? So now I'm able to plant a few seeds, do my wonderful magic symbols, and Reiki totally is magic, by the way, but it's real, it's so real.
Yeah,
And
no
then I can just go, right, bye.
yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespect against my client, but I want the best for everybody. But a lot of people aren't ready to be healed, but they like being around you, or they like the ego boost that you give them. Or and I learned it probably took me about a good year to realize that the best people have got like the worst intentions sometimes, and they'll just literally drain you. So yeah, I just learned
Have you guys just got
it's all
lots
it's
of problems?
another podcast for how I met my Reiki master. It was over on Instagram. So there you go. If it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have met her. Watching somebody play drums. I said, hi from the UK. She said, I'm from the UK. Then we messaged, and there was no looking back. So that was an uncanny story. Yeah, Reiki really has helped me because I've had to heal from a lot of traumas. I've had a lot of abuse and trauma that I've had to heal from, but I'll never be totally healed. But I would rather go to somebody like me that's experienced a lot than somebody who's maybe not experienced a lot and claims to heal people. I don't know. I can't heal people. You've got to do it yourself. I can only show you the way.
A
Plant those
healing,
seeds.
yeah, a healing journey is never linear, and we're all,
No.
as we were saying, synchronized souls. We're all traumatized souls. Like, every
Absolutely.
find me somebody that isn't traumatized in any way,
Yep.
and it's a especially right now. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
mean, there's so much grief around at the moment, and
Yep.
it, you know, we. Tra the thing about trauma and all of that, you don't even know it's there half the time. You'll be walking around your life thinking you're doing fine, and then, you know, and that is where, that's why it's not linear, because it's not like, oh, that's all gone now. And I definitely know that there's nothing else embedded in me that I'm never going to trigger again in any way whatsoever. And
Yep.
it just isn't like that. And so, but healing. For me, I've got a book here. Oh no, I've given it to somebody. Healing is the new high. I gave it to my foster brother,
Nice.
Michael's foster brother.
I like that.
Healing is the new high.
I like that.
And spiritual healing is where it is something that we can all do ourselves. You know,
Exactly.
like we don't, you don't, I haven't paid a, well, I paid £20 for a 7-day astrology course at the start of the year.
Okay, that's not too bad. Hey.
But I've been, so I've just after my husband's brother's inquest, I bought the gene keys,
Oh, nice.
and I've come across it. And so what is really, really strange, I probably won't go into it right now because it's probably another podcast, but loads of
Please
things,
do though.
yeah, loads of things happened to us, spirits happened to us spiritually in the 6 months before he died, on the day he died, when I woke up to three peacocks at the door, three peacocks lined at the door
Wow.
on the morning. And as far as we know,
Wow.
he, like,
Wow.
and two, this had never happened before. Dad, Michael just started talking about his father, who died in 1994 when he was 17. But he'd been talking about him over the last 6 months, but he hadn't been talking about him that day or anything like that. But he'd at first started to open up. He'd never spoken about his death, never spoken about it any before. And at lunchtime, I was sitting there, I'm having our pasta for lunch. I was like, You know what? This is really weird, Mike. But I really feel like your dad's at the table with us. Now, I've never met him, obviously, or anything. And I'd never said anything like this before. I'm not my clairvoyancy and all of these kind of things. But anyway, it's actually happened. And I sat there and I was like, it feels really supportive, really reassuring, and just feels like everything's going to be okay, because we'd already been going through a load of drama. And then I sat down here where I am now, and I was having a WhatsApp conversation with my web developer friend, and then the knock came on the door from the police. And I was like, I mean, and the rest is history. Prior to that, I'd had like crystals coming to me and all of this kind of thing. It was literally in this 4 months into the run-up of the worst day and what happened. It was like the angels and the spirits and the ascended souls and the masters were literally coming in and trying to help us and flying around us. Since he left, 2 days later, obviously he was found on the beach, and that's a whole other story. 2 days later, I was sitting in the conservatory, and I was like, I literally felt like his spirit had just flown in. His soul. I literally felt like his soul just flown in. I still, now, 3.5 years later, I feel his soul coming now. When it does, it takes over me. It's proper strong. It's like I'm a channel right the way through to his brother.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense. And he trusts you as well, Sasha. So he knows he's safe coming to you to do that for Michael. That's mad.
It's proper mad because it's been really intense, babe, to like I like never experienced anything like this before. 4 weeks after he died, we. And before he died, we'd had a, I don't know if I've got it, I probably won't be able to find it, but we'd had a card put through our door from Divine Inspiration in Stenning. He's a clairvoyant in Stenning, which is the next village. And
Day.
we went to see her, and I went to see her through, we went to see her 3 weeks later, and I went to see her a year later. And I've got both recordings, and it's out there, mate, because of everything that's been going on locally and a big ancestral thing. Like when we got there, we walked in and Mike's grandmother was literally waiting in, and it went straight in, and it was absolutely like, wow. And everything that's come to pass and everything that we found out in the last 4 years since, mind blowing. It's mind blowing how
Definitely.
everything's synchronizing, everything's universe is working, karma's playing its part. It's just mad. And divine inspiration, I like without my spirituality, without that divine support, without all of this things that make me feel strong and still make me feel feminine and not like a weeping mess in the in the corner. Without it, I wouldn't be okay now.
I'm the same.
I'm only
I'm
just
probably
about
exactly the
okay.
same. Exactly. What's okay? No. So when people say, I'd feel normal, and I'm like, really? Why? What is normal? No, I'm the same. It's like a religion for me is my beliefs, and I look at the world completely different. Like you're saying, the wee messages, the synchronicities, things like a card flying out, or yeah, just confirmations for me are just what makes the world go round. It really does.
And it's absolutely beautiful to meet you properly and get to know you.
I
And I know we're going to
know,
be friends
absolutely.
forever.
Friends forever.
Friends forever.
I love it. I love it.
And
I love it.
we've got loads of things going on. I'm going to try and actually put a physical gathering. We're launching Whistleblowers
Awesome.
United. And I've got whistles for everybody, and then we're going to get together, blow whistles, and
Yeah.
make some fucking
Yes,
noise.
that sounds fabby.
But with lots of divine males and lots of divine females and
Nice.
lots of divine children, and everybody, coming together for truth and love. That's where
Absolutely.
the big shift is, I believe. Like,
Yeah.
I'm seeing across the global scale of, and to everybody out there that does watch this, there is an awful lot of division and an awful lot of depression and an awful lot of fear and an awful lot of grief and an awful lot of people that are really trying to make everybody sad, scared, fight, blah, blah, blah. But if you block that out on that way of going, I'm not going to engage into that fear, like we all have and how we have and how we have connected. There is loads of people out there that I'm finding that are talking the same talk. It's really synchronized. Spirituality is coming through. Yes, there's loads of spiritual narcissists. Be careful. I know some people that are
Yes.
Reiki masters that were actual spiritual narcissists and
Oh, yeah, so
female.
do I. Yeah, so do I.
And they were like,
Yeah.
oh, you said you were Reiki, but you just wanted to touch up my husband.
Wow, really?
But
Jeez.
anyway,
Wow,
we'll move on from
yeah.
that. But anyway,
Wow. Wow.
but that, and that is for me, like, it's that totally threw me then.
Yeah. Ah, brilliant. So just be careful your false idols, definitely.
It is beautiful. I think, like, being able to talk, just talking to another sister that loves spirituality, is authentic, real, just, coming together
Yeah, I love it.
and helping people like you are. And I haven't seen all of your stuff, but I had a good look around. I've tuned into a few of your podcasts,
Nice.
and like, I really love your aura and I love everything you do.
Thank
And
you.
I was
Oh.
like, divine feminine, you I put out the tweet saying, like podcast guest, and you're the first person to come in. And I was like, the
There
divine
you go.
rising goddess has just come into my Twitter.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to have her on my intuition podcast. Who else?
Brilliant. No, I'm honored. I'm
No,
honored.
no honor, mate. Like, it's lovely, lovely, lovely to meet you properly,
Yes.
like in face to face. And I can't wait until we're actually sharing proper energy. And I hope I didn't
Exactly.
talk too much because I'm so fucking good at
Babe, it makes a change for me. This is like out my comfort zone.
it.
I'm usually the one in control fire, and I'm loving this. I'm like, yeah, I'll just sit back. Listen, I love this.
I was just saying
Fantastic.
between you, but no, yeah, it was just getting to know each other, and that's what this was all about on International Women's
Absolutely.
Day. And
Yeah.
I want to do lots more intuitions with you.
Good, I hope so. And you can come on my show too. You can come on the
Definitely.
Synchronized Souls podcast. We can get a wee catch up on that.
Yeah,
I've got a
definitely.
stream on
Let's just
Sunday if you want your cards.
hop
Yeah,
between Synchronized Souls and
exactly.
intuition, and
Absolutely.
get fully into our divine feminine and love it.
Absolutely, why not? Absolutely. Totally. I can
Amazing.
see lots of things in the future. I love it.
Thank you so much,
Positivity.
darling. I think everybody's had enough of me.
Thank you.
Continue. Won't
Oh,
say
wait, no.
that, but
No.
we love a good cackle, don't we, us ladies?
Oh yeah, definitely. A good belly laugh.
Yeah.
That's the way forward. Absolutely. Us white witches.
I think people get a bit scared of my cackle sometimes. I'm like,
Oh yeah, I'm told to be quiet and do you have to laugh so
I've
much? And it's just
got
like, yeah,
a
I'm gonna
right
laugh
home
louder
in
next time.
it. Yeah.
You're
Right.
right.
Well, have an amazing weekend. Have a
Yes.
wonderful International Women's Day. I can feel the energy out there. I felt much stronger
I love it.
yesterday.
Good.
You're
Good.
much stronger this morning than yesterday. So I really felt
Yeah,
it.
no, we are.
Yeah. So,
Brilliant. I love it.
and
Love it.
Waxworks is on at 5, and he's doing a
Oh.
women's show. And no, sorry, Adrian
Oh.
Kay is on at 5 p.m. live from Andorra, doing a special female International Women's Day show.
Nice.
And so is Waxworks, and he's on at 7.
Awesome,
If you
perfect.
fancy a bit
I
of
will.
music, get in.
I think I will. I
See, my
think I'll do
radio
that.
DJ came out there. Hey, and tonight it's
Hey.
Waxworks up.
I love it. You totally change your voice. I love it. I love it. No, I will. I'll check that out because the music's brilliant for you guys. It really is. So thank
I
you
love
once
Friday. So
again.
yeah, come and get involved in have some music and we'll connect in the musical world.
Absolutely. Dance like nobody's watching.
Love you already. Mwah, mwah,
Mwah, you're all
mwah, mwah.
amazing.
Yeah, I'll come and own
Mwah.
your cans. I'll come and have a reading.
Yeah. Do that. Do that. Do
Mwah.
that. I've
Thank
got
you
a
to
live stream on
everybody that has
Sunday,
watched.
so see you
Buy us
then.
a
Awesome.
drink. Buy us a drink. Buy me a coffee.
Yeah, buy Sasha a coffee for all our music, all our hard work.
Buy me an espresso martini, and you put your link in as well, whatever you're using. I know we were supposed to come off it, but I haven't had a chance, so I'm still on
That's all
that
right. That's all good. That's all good. And
one.
thanks
I
to
do
EZ for
support
buying us a
Insomnia,
coffee.
but I just haven't got around to
We love you.
it.
We
I
love
love
you.
you. Have a great
Right,
weekend.
have a brilliant one. Love you though.
Ciao for now. Bye.
Goodbye.